Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 7.07 on you Tuesday morning. Listen to Jane at 4.05 and want a chance to meet Bono and the Edge and listen to their new record. All the details at RadioAlice.com. This part of the show is brought to you by Sovereign Health. Oh, hi, human.
Hi.
Must be going to get a sound effect, everyone.
Uh-oh. Wait for
what
it.
What an entrance.
Good seeing you, too.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to do a live Instagram
of your concert. You are getting it. 2 days in a row. And I'm not going to do the one that disappears right away.
I take it back.
It's staying 24 hours, everyone.
Yeah. I mean, no.
I want to Instagram you two wrestling. I mean, that's what we're building towards, right?
Yeah,
that is not happening.
Wrestling,
unbelievable,
wrestling,
Sarah.
Wrestling.
Killing myself for this show. Yeah. So thanks, I get.
Okay, bye.
As he runs out.
All right. In the celebrity trash, it's just a world of hurt out there, everybody.
We're not going to start with my test?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm saving.
We'll get to my test.
That'll be like the counterpoint to all the sexual harassment crap, which even during the break, more crap got loaded on. Harvey Weinstein reportedly made a move on Paris Hilton in the bathroom at the Amfar Gala when she was 20 years old. She's just the latest in a long list of people accusing him of inappropriate behavior. She's now 36. She says... And I guess not even she is saying this. Like, I guess there's an eyewitness who's saying, I watched this thing happen. She went to the ladies' room. He followed her in and was banging on the door of her stall to try to get in, open the stall up.
Scary.
She was actually being watched by security that night because she had something like, I don't know, $1 million worth of diamonds sewn onto her dress.
Yes.
Or something to that effect. Do I see the amount here?
For some reason, I thought it was... like $250,000.
Okay. Well, she had extra security, and they saw him go in. And then when there was a ruckus being raised in there, I guess as soon as she arrived at the gala, whatever, he made a beeline for her. He was all over. He seemed to be salivating. Said the eyewitness. He used his usual line: "Come to my office. I want to make movies with you. I can make you a star." And she was unimpressed and went to the bathroom. He was pushing the door of the stall that Paris was inside, demanding she open up the door, saying he needed to talk to her. The witness says she didn't open the door. A male event worker had seen Harvey follow Paris into the ladies, alerted the security guard, went into the bathroom, ordered Harvey to leave the woman's bathroom. At first, he refused, saying, "I'm a friend. It's okay." Finally, he was muscled out, and guards stood watch over Paris all night to protect her, partly because of her very valuable diamond dress and partly to keep Harvey at bay.
What an animal.
Salivating, everyone.
Ugh.
It's disgusting.
Salivating.
And they are saying that with all the terrible accusations coming forward, some of which are full-on rape, actress Paz de la Huerta from Boardwalk Empire is one of the, she says twice, "I've been raped by him twice." And he may actually be getting arrested soon. The NYPD is confirming that they're working on an arrest because now they have enough evidence to do so. Lots of big-name actresses have accused him of at least sexual harassment. Many of worse than that, and it seems like 1,000 other women are alleging things all within that spectrum as well. There's a new report on the lengths that he went to suppress information about his activities. He was so worried about being accused of sexual abuse in recent years that he hired private investigators to spy on actresses and journalists. This is according to a new report from Ronan Farrow that came out, it looks like, last night. Another piece in The New Yorker outlining the ways he shielded himself from assault and harassment allegations. This was in 2016. Ronan Farrow describes how Harvey Weinstein hired two of the world's most prestigious private security firms, Kroll and Black Cube, to gather info on his possible accusers and anyone who would be willing to report their claims. The agency said that they deployed secret operatives to track and target stars and reporters. Some of the private investigators even went so far as to pose under false identities and pretend that they were abused by Weinstein in hopes of getting others to open up so he would know what was coming. It looks like, Farrow says, the explicit goal of the investigators laid out in one contract with Black Cube signed in July was to stop the publication of the abuse allegations against him that eventually emerged in the New York Times and the New Yorker. So super creepy. In a 1979 interview that just resurfaced, Meryl Streep said Dustin Hoffman groped her breast the first time they met, but Meryl's rep says Dustin apologized and she accepted. Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy says James Toback once came on to her and she laughed in his face and told him to F off.
Wait a minute. So that he just asked her out?
No. He came on to her.
Yeah. She was with a friend of hers, a male friend, and they were somewhere out at a restaurant or somewhere. And the guy left to go to the men's room and then he started hitting on her. Mm-hmm.
The Toback's the one he's also got a bunch of allegations against him.
200 women have come forward saying this guy is another Harvey Weinstein. In a 1945 interview, Maureen O'Hara, who was a big Hollywood legend, she talked about how she was being blackballed because, quote, I don't let the producer and director kiss me every morning or let them paw me. So she was out in front of this. Kevin Spacey has reportedly entered the same Arizona clinic that Harvey Weinstein's at, so super fun.
Oh, the two of them are there
now. Isn't that wonderful? Hmm. Meanwhile, Richard Dreyfuss tweeted he's proud of his son for speaking out against Kevin Spacey. And there's an online petition to replace Kevin Spacey on House of Cards with Kevin James.
Kevin James.
I don't know how that happens, where that came from, if he started that, I don't know. But wow, pretty neat that your fan base will possibly get you elected to a new job. Mm.
And Kevin James, of all people, I mean, that'll change the tone of the show.
You think he could do a serious role? You knew him. Sarah's partied with Kevin James.
I have, actually. I've been wasted with him. I am going to say he would change the whole tone of the show. I think that it would be
ridiculous.
And maybe they should. I mean, I'm sure this is just a petition joke.
25,000 people.
Wouldn't it be funny? Oh, I don't know how many people.
Kevin James from King of Queens?
Yeah, Kevin James.
I'm like, wait, are we talking about the same guy?
No.
And Kevin can wait that
They just found
show?
Another Kevin.
Yeah.
Is what happened.
I never heard the story.
Oh, it's just an online petition.
No.
What? Oh, what?
Your wasted story.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't
we did one
I did.
Of those one of those things where you have drinks all morning and the cops are there and
oh,
they
like
measure
a DUI
your
type
right
thing?
A DUI thing. Uh-huh. But they were unbeknownst to me. I mean, the whole joke was let's get Sarah wasted because I was supposed to have a shot every 45 minutes.
Who's they? What show is this that you
this
were
on? This was the Sarah and Mary Ellen show at the Point in St. Louis. And shame.
Well, I guess whatever. Go ahead.
So I agreed to do it and thinking that, you know, I would get buzzed but not be, I mean, by the end I was all, it's 97.1.2.3.4, the Point. Like, I was wasted by the end of it. I actually barfed right after the show.
But Kevin, you did?
Oh, my God. It was a nightmare. They got me hammered. I'm sure it was hilarious for everyone but me. I was so embarrassed.
And so was he a guest on the show?
He was a guest. And he was like, I'll have one, two, three, four. At one point, during one of the breaks, me and him are sitting on the back porch at the radio station, just like drinking together. We didn't have to talk much. It was super fun.
Smoking cigs or what?
That's probably why we were outside.
That's my picture, yeah.
I don't know why else we would have gone outside. Ben Affleck is following Kevin Smith's example and donating the residuals from all his Miramax and Weinstein Company films to charity. And there's a positive.
Listen, Justice League is coming out in any second now. Where's his interviews? Where are the reporters not asking him about Batman and saying, hey, bro, what do you think about this whole Harvey Weinstein thing? Where are those?
I don't know. I haven't seen any of those.
I know. They must be shielding him. He must not be doing any press for that film.
That would make sense.
Who, Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He's got his own thing going on. Didn't that girl
Live by
that
Night?
The girl say that he groped her boobs?
Yeah, there's live on TRL, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then also his brother's been accused several times of sexual harassment and assault. And I'm sure he's like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and not do press for this. Mm-hmm. There's an actress by the name of Christina Cohen. She posted a Facebook status yesterday alleging that a 30-year-old Gossip Girl star forced her to engage in sex 3 years ago at his house. He's an actor by the name of Ed Westwick. And it is brutal and graphic and weird, too, because she says she was briefly dating a producer who was friends with the actor Ed Westwick. This producer brought me up to Ed's house where I met Ed for the first time. I wanted to leave when Ed suggested we should all F. I guess it's just the three of them there. They should all get it on. But the producer didn't want to make Ed feel awkward by leaving. Ed insisted we stay for dinner. I said I was tired and wanted to leave, trying to get out of what was already an uncomfortable situation. Ed suggested, why don't you take a nap in the guest room? Producer said we'd stay for another 20 minutes, smooth everything over, and then we could leave. So she falls asleep in the guest room and is woken up by this dude.
Oh, no.
And it's it's detailed.
I know television and film and stuff. I've never heard of this guy.
Yeah.
Have you?
Well, I've heard of Gossip Girl, but I don't recognize his name, frankly, or hers. She's on a show called Ladies Like Us.
What's the chick's name?
Her name is Christina Cohen.
With a K.
C-O- Christina with a K, Cohen with a C. Which I think is the way you spell it. I don't know. Anyway, it's a long, detailed Facebook post. If you want the details, there they are. Vinny, you just mentioned the Tom Bergeron comment. I guess
that
was
off the air, but yeah, I saw a story about something that happened on the show, it looks like.
This was last night's show. Whitney Carson is the pro dancer. Her partner is Frankie Muniz, and they were waiting for the judges' critiques. Carrie Ananaba pointed out, she's one of the judges, and she said, so far for me, that was the closest thing to perfection. I mean, you're so exquisite when you dance. It's just so clean. I look for mistakes, but I don't see them, except for when you almost lost control of Whitney there. And Tom Bergeron quipped, I guess he's not the first guy who lost control of Whitney. And the crowd. And then later.
What does that mean?
I don't even know.
Okay.
I don't, that she goes crazy. I'm not sure, Vin, what he's alleging. Later, they get talked to by the reporters. You know, they have like a reporters row and all the dancer teams walk down and they get asked about their performance and what the judges said, et cetera. So she was asked about it. And Frankie Muniz says, I think it was just make Whitney uncomfortable day. She says, yeah, I guess. I don't know, you guys. I didn't really get it at first because I was like, I don't really get what that means. But yeah, thanks. Thanks for whatever that was. But I'm just going to brush it off. And I hope you guys do, too. So, and then now the internet's going wild.
Is the reference some kind of bedroom reference? Is that what we're
like I guess that guys have lost control of her before. She's just crazy with the sexiness. I guess that's what they're saying. All right. Now we're through all of, well, not all of it, but the stuff that we decided to get to today on sexual harassment in Hollywood and beyond.
It's like a rake farm.
Okay, Vinny.
Try taking a step.
Oh, man, Vinny.
All right, Vinny, here's a question for you. Is this a good idea or a bad idea?
Okay. I love it.
A performer got on stage. And
Do I get the performer's name?
You don't.
Okay. A performer got on stage.
A singer. A singer gets up on stage.
So far, so good.
And he's rocking out, and the crowd is loving it.
Uh-huh.
And then he pulls out a fake automatic rifle.
Well, no, this is a terrible idea. There's no possible way that you are going to spin this.
Has a microphone on the end of it, so he's singing into the, I mean, it becomes clear relatively quickly that it's not really an assault rifle.
And then what happens?
But it sure looks like
it's an assault rifle mic.
Yeah, it's an assault rifle mic.
And then what happens?
Well, let me just, let me show you this. And by the way, as I'm looking at this picture, so I'm going to tell you, actually, before I show it to you, I'm going to tell you who it is. So it's wrong. Don't do it, right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, under any circumstance, not do it.
It's Marilyn Manson.
Oh, my God.
Your boy.
Of course it is.
Your girl.
On Sunday night, The night of the deadly mass shooting at the Texas church, Marilyn Manson got on stage in San Bernardino, California, and pointed a fake rifle at the crowd. The rifle had a microphone on it so he could sing into it. And he was in a wheelchair because of that prop injury he had a couple weeks back where the giant two guns crossed, fell on top of him. He did, let's see here. The San Bernardino Sheriff's Department says, we did not approve or disapprove of the stunt, but he did give them a heads up that he was doing it so that security would be alerted and he wouldn't get shot on stage, apparently. This was, let's see, San Bernardino, I guess less than 2 years ago, there was a deadly shooting there that killed 14 people. Yeah. So he
What kind of center was that? It was like some kind of a rec center.
Or a community center?
But yeah, I totally remember that.
So he gets up
on
stage.
It was a terrorist attack, too, by the way.
Yes.
I don't remember the particulars of that.
Yeah, it was totally terrorism in San Bernardino, of all places.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess there's no...
Not only is he in a wheelchair in this shot, but he appears to be wearing maybe a hospital Johnny. His face is painted.
Marilyn Manson's wearing a hospital
Johnny. Here's Marilyn Manson singing into his automatic rifle... Mike, and where I don't know what that shirt is. Does it look like kind of a hospital?
It's a hospital gown thing? For sure, which means his backside showing
right
when he gets up, if and when he gets up. Because there's a RN or some kind of a person in
someone's wheeling him. Yeah, someone
in
scrubs wheeling him. This was a controversial move. Manson released a statement yesterday explaining his motives. He said this was an act of theater in an attempt to make a statement about how easily accessible semi-automatic weapons are and how seeing them has become normalized. My empathy goes out to anyone who's been affected by the irresponsible and reprehensible misuse of real guns. Normally, I guess he's in a... I've got another picture of him. I don't know if this is... in a throne or a throne wheelchair. I'm not positive what this is, but behind him you can see the prop that fell on him a couple of weeks ago. It's a huge like metal ring with two huge guns on it. So any change in your feelings? Good idea, still a bad idea?
Still a bad idea. Mm. Yeah, I would never...
Can't recommend that.
Right.
Ozzy Osbourne finished Black Sabbath's farewell tour back in February, and now he's announced some dates for his farewell solo tour.
You know, he already did a No More Tours.
Yeah, this is the last. This is the final farewell tour.
Sharon's making him do it.
But listen, he's not hanging it up anytime soon. There's dates that stretch into 2020. So the world tour is scheduled to launch next May in Mexico. Dates so far going to 2020, but there haven't even been North America dates added yet. I guess those are coming out sometime next year. He says, people keep asking me when I'm retiring. This will be my final world tour, but I can't say I won't do some shows here and there. So if you're hoping to see Ozzy one last time, looks like you'll have a chance.
You know, it's the problem people have with this is just don't say.
Yeah.
Just go tour. Do whatever. It's great. I get it. It's super addictive, this performing thing in front of... I was reading some article about Def Leppard, one of the guitar players from the making of... What was their biggest album? It's the one, The Hysteria? Is that it?
Yeah.
I guess a Pyromania.
It just celebrated like the 20th or 30th anniversary of that album. Huh? And he was talking about how... I mean, he's an old guy now, right?
Yeah.
But he was
dude
in Def Leppard. Uh-huh. But he was just saying, there is no better feeling in the world than to get to go out on stage, play my instrument that I love as loud as you possibly could... And there's a huge stadium of people who want me to do it.
Right.
I love it. I don't want to stop. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, that's like this.
Right.
What we do every day.
Right.
You love it.
Right.
You want to do it.
You wouldn't want to stop.
Yeah.
Super, super fun. Mm-hmm.
So
why the Stones still go out at age 75.
Right.
Who doesn't want a little adulation? Just as you're feeling bad about yourself, you hop up on stage and everybody loves you.
They love me. They really
everybody
do.
Loves you. Okay, what's coming from the news?
A bunch of stuff. I'll do fast facts. I'll do man zones.
All right.
And more. And more after these.
Can't wait, right, Hooman? Woo! Radio.com. Radio. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Sovereign Health. It's You Tuesday. Listen to Jane today at 4:05. You could win a flyaway to Los Angeles, where you will get to meet Bono and The Edge and listen to their new record with them, Songs of Experience. That'll be out on December 1st, and you'll get to hear it early and with the band. Oh, my God. Today, 4:05. It's You Tuesday.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and
Dublin.
Here's what's happening. I wanted to begin with something I missed.
Okay.
I usually try to check in on 60 Minutes each Sunday night.
Uh-huh.
They have sometimes great stories.
Yeah.
Still, after all these years, they still do some. Well, this last Sunday, I didn't see it. I don't remember why, but they did a 60 Minutes story on the Millennium Tower.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait to hear.
Our friend Caleb emailed me yesterday, so I had to find the story.
The footage, they say here, because, again, I did not see it, and this is a story everyone in San Francisco is aware of and beyond. We've all heard it. Joe Montana lives there.
Yeah.
The Leaning Tower of Millennium.
Hey, since this is owned by CBS, I'm going to post the link to the video on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Okay.
Oh,
great.
All right.
Hopefully they won't yell at me. We're all on the same team. CBS.
The footage is breathtaking, the story I have in front of me says. Huge cracks running across the basement of the infamous Millennium Tower. The so-called Leaning Tower of San Francisco was featured on Sunday night 60 Minutes, and much of the segment is not new info, as we've done this story many times.
Mm-hmm.
Here is a picture, Sarah, and you can describe it.
All right.
The little attachments you will see going across the cracks are stress gauges,
just to see if it's...
So you're going to see the cracks, but you'll see something attached to it there, and that's what that is.
Yeah, those are... Well, I can't tell how wide they are. Like, there's no scale on here, but they're not insignificant, and there's lots of them. Like, I was picturing one crack kind of going across.
No, they're
huge. It's like somebody's hair laying across this. And so I guess that's why they put these little meters on, just to see how stressed these are, how much more is happening. Oh my God.
Now, I know we did a story earlier about the raging homeless problem we have here on the West Coast, here in the Bay Area. So not too many people are going to well up a tear over the 58-story luxury residence that has sunk 17 inches.
Damn.
One of the things that, you know, when you think about that, you go, what's the problem, right? Well, nothing's lining up anymore. Right. There are people with houses where the cabinets don't
open.
Doors don't.
Right, you put a marble on the floor and it runs to one corner.
Yep.
That is not what you're looking for in your luxury condo.
Can I say the joys of homeownership?
You can.
Well,
in
sure,
this
you
case,
can say
you are.
It.
You're not wrong, man.
They say the residence has sunk 17 inches, plus it's also tilting 14 inches.
Oh, my God.
There are 250 Millennium Tower homeowners that are currently suing. I don't know what the possible... I don't know what you would...
Does it have to get torn down? Is it going to get worse? How many degrees does it have to lean before they go, it's condemned? We got to take it down.
A lot more.
How many palms got greased for them to not have to go
there
down to bedrock? Like, right. It comes down to the San Francisco Planning Department. Who allowed this to happen?
Who? Residents initially paid anywhere from $1.6 million to $10 million for their condos. Residences, they've been unloading at reduced prices since the news broke the tower was sinking.
And who's even buying these? Who's going to, who goes?
Exactly. And just insurance purposes. I mean,
I don't care
no
how cheap it is.
Right?
Maybe if you are rich enough and you think of, maybe there's some way that you buy thinking, it's probably 10 years from a settlement, but the settlement will have to include the increased value, market value of what the home would have had.
Yeah.
And so maybe there's for some reason you'd think that's a worthwhile investment.
Take a chance on it. If you've got $600,000 laying around or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, neither would I.
I wouldn't do it.
Well, we don't have money to throw around and play with.
No, I mean, if I had money to throw around, I wouldn't speculate on something like this.
No.
Let's just see.
Nothing called the Leaning Tower of San Francisco is, you know,
good.
Getting a lot of info. I mean, getting a lot of interest and investment. Jesus. It's
leaning.
It just makes me so angry that this could have happened.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, one big earthquake is going to be devastating for that. I mean, it's already leaning and cracked and not on bedrock and...
I know, but you know what? I was just starting to a thought here. You know, a little grill fell off the ceiling at my house. It's a vent grill, and I'm confounded. I just do not know what to do. But modern construction people, the things they can do, it's beyond amazing. Mm-hmm. So while in my head, I feel like, well, you got to tear that thing down.
Right.
That thing's ruined.
That's what I think.
Well, like maybe there are guys out there that are like, relax.
Yeah.
We got this.
I talked
we'll
to
fix this thing. We'll jack it right back up.
They're not going to be able to fix the 17 inches. They can stop, from what I understand, but isn't it like a $200 million fix?
I don't know.
Read that?
No.
They have to dig down to bedrock?
Yeah,
and then,
they gotta.
To me, like that undermines what's holding it up. What right little's now. Holding it up already? Like, how are they going to ensure that the thing, as they dig down further, isn't? Oh my God, it's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know what they'll do. Like I said, I can't fix that thing.
It's unreal. Yeah,
ceiling.
This is you. I find it all confounding. Confounding is the word of the day.
I just stare at that thing and go, huh.
I feel so bad. I mean, listen, I get it. The rich people don't get a lot of pity, but I feel bad for someone who said, you know what? I'm going to buy into this. I've worked hard. I want to own a killer condo and a killer building and a killer city.
And a nice view.
With a great view. This is what I want. I've been working hard. This is what I want.
And then
now
what happens?
They're effed. It's awful.
It is awful.
No,
and not everybody is like set for life. Just because you've worked your way up to a certain level doesn't mean the minute you stop working, that money keeps coming in.
No.
You know, that money stops.
Right.
And you lose your home.
Right.
And now you're...
under this condo in the Millennium Tower.
So, yeah, I understand their situations.
Oh, and that is where Aisha Curry has her restaurant.
Yep.
It's going to open, what, next week?
Yeah.
Oh, she's in on the bottom floor?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
November 13th.
She's on the bottom floor.
She took over Michael Mina's RN74.
Exactly.
So
her husband's basketballer friends are clunking their heads on stuff already.
I know. That's what I was thinking. Like, how can a building sink 17 inches and still have clearable doorways on? Like, does the second floor become the new first floor? Like,
I don't know.
I just don't understand.
Well,
we'll have to watch that.
I'm going to watch it.
Someone is saying it was interesting, their plan.
Oh,
to fix it.
Well, that's
so
the
we'll
thing. I don't know that. On one hand, I could see myself as the owner saying, "I just want out. I don't want to know. The fix thing, and even the amount of time I've spent stressing about this, I don't like it.
Right.
I just want to move. Can I have my money back?" But it never works like that.
Mm-mm.
I got a lemon car one time and went back to him and said, "This thing's a lemon. I want my money back. I bought new." Because
so I wouldn't have to see you anymore.
Right. I don't want to be back here right now talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't. They don't just go. They go, drop it off. Here's the keys to your loaner.
Mm-hmm.
See you in a couple weeks. So I'm guessing no one got their money back from the Millennium Tower.
I haven't heard anything about anybody.
The only one who got his money back.
Desk.
No.
The only one that got his money back, from what I understand, is Joe Montana.
Well, that's because
he's Joe Montana.
Well, he was one of the people who took it on as a promotion.
Right.
Yeah.
Promotional
he probably
thing.
Got a he good was, deal on a unit right. there, and he was like, "Yeah, I'll be a spokesperson." And...
But yeah, from what I understand, they let him.
I'm sure
get
they
us
bought him
a refund.
Back out.
Aisha Curry's restaurant is called International
Barbecue.
Smoke.
Oh, smoke.
Yeah, and it opens
is it barbecue though.
Yeah, it is barbecue. Oh, yeah. It opens on November 13th.
Oh, we should go.
Yeah.
Not just to eat the food, to check out the tower. I'd be afraid to go in there.
I would, too.
You would?
Yeah, because if we go in on the wrong time, like, who knows?
I wouldn't be afraid to go in there. I, again, buying there would be just, I'd just be like, I want.
Would you lose your mind if you owned
I would.
One of the
it would drive
there.
Me crazy. It would be a real problem. I wouldn't. I'd be like, I just want to return it. Please give me my money back and let me go anywhere else.
Give me my money back, you bitch.
You bitch.
There's a 41-year-old woman named Nicola Hitchin. She's from England, and back in March, she was diagnosed with stage 4 cervical cancer, and her doctors estimated she had 4 months to live.
Oh, no.
Nicola did some research and found there's a hospital in Turkey doing advanced chemotherapy treatment that just might be able to help her, except it costs $165,000 for 5 sessions.
Mm.
Her ex-husband's new wife stepped in and raised the money for the treatment.
Oh, wow.
Her name is Claire Hitchin. You know, she's got the same luck because she's now the new
guy.
And she and Nicola's ex-husband, Andy, launched a massive online fundraising campaign, and they did it.
Wow.
Claire said she did it because Nicola's 2 sons are her stepsons, and she's an amazing mom and continues to put them first throughout all of her treatment. And she deserves a chance to watch them grow into men.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Not great.
It's wonderful.
They raised the money and the chemo treatments worked.
Oh my God.
Nicola is now in remission and is and almost all of the cancer is completely gone.
Well, there's your human trial. Let's get that here in the States.
How do you like that?
I really like it. There's a lot to like in that story.
Sarah.
Yara.
You've seen a lot of wieners.
Sure.
What percentage of them would you say are curved?
It's small. A left or right curve?
Sure.
I will say it's 5%.
5% of the wieners
had at least some curvature,
okay,
one way or the other.
Men with a curved one have a significantly higher risk of various cancers, including testicular, skin, and stomach.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Do they say what the factor is?
They say that a study from Texas suggests a gene that may trigger the crooked man area could also be linked to the development of tumors.
Oh, so that is
known as Peyronie's disease.
I don't know. I actually just thought maybe it was a use issue.
Say it affects up to 7% of males. No, it's not a use issue.
Mm.
So this is something if you have a curved one.
Yep.
You may want to look into getting some
extra screenings.
Yeah.
Hmm.
How do you like that? And they say 7% of men have this.
Hmm.
Yuzi, come across a lot of bent ones?
Not really.
I think
honestly,
the one in particular.
Don't really remember.
You do.
One. Yeah.
You want to call the guy?
No.
You could tell him. We'll tell him on the air.
No.
Do you know
his name?
Kevin.
Let's
is
call
it
him.
Kevin Hart?
Is it Kevin James?
It's not. It's not a Kevin that you guys know, and I wouldn't ever say his last name because it's super unusual.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, I just
do
told
you have
I,
his
I don't
number?
Want to tell you. No, God,
don't
no.
you feel like now that you're armed with this information that you need to get
it
to
him?
You
owe it
to him? I don't have his number, you guys. I haven't seen or talked
Sarah.
To him in 30 plus years.
Are you Facebook friends?
No. I wonder if I could find... Well, my friend married his brother.
So you totally know where he is.
Well, they divorced years ago.
Wow.
I'm just wondering if I could get a hold of him. Wouldn't it just be kind of weird if like an old girlfriend, and not even a girlfriend, just someone that you one time did, reached out and said, hey, man, you should go get screened for all these cancers.
How come that fell apart?
Because I happen to know that you have a curve in your man area. How come it fell apart?
Yeah, why didn't you ever do it again?
I just wasn't.
You didn't like it?
I don't remember liking or not liking it.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. Just an experience I had at probably 18 or 19.
Oh, this is way, way back.
Well, this was during the year.
Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm. The year.
The year. The year of craziness. The sowing of the wild oats.
But you don't
have... So I was probably 19, and I don't believe I have any way of contact. I'm sure, actually, if I made a Herculean effort, I could... contact him. Now that I think about it, I
of course
would reach
could.
Out to the ex-wife of the brother and then yeah,
I just that's unfortunate that he made no impression on you.
He was cute, very cute, and one time we did it and then that was that. Actually, we might have done it twice now that I think about it. Now that I'm really thinking about it. What's really weird
is that he also did
the girl who wound up wearing marrying his brother.
Wait, come back again? He did you, and then
But first he had done this other girl, my good friend.
And she married his brother.
In the end, wound up marrying his brother a few years later.
Oh, that's kind of crunchy.
Do you think the brothers told each other?
I don't know.
Would you tell your brother if you banged one of his girlfriends that he ended up marrying? Let's talk about that. Let's just think about that. Let that wash over you. And what would you do
if your brother said, "I'm getting married. Come on down
to
meet
Gina."
No, to
Darcy.
Darcy.
To Darcy. I'm gonna marry Darcy.
I'm gonna marry this girl. I met her. Her name's Darcy. Like,
can I have your blessing?
Yeah, brother.
And what do you think of her? Do you know her? Is there anything you'd like to tell me?
I think if he came at me that way, I would probably suspect he already knows something and wants me to admit.
No, it's someone that he doesn't know you dated.
Yeah, he doesn't.
It was when
know.
You were living in San Diego and he was elsewhere, and you go into his house and he's like, "Hey, I have great news. I have this long-term girlfriend and we're going to get married, and here she is," and you're all, "Gluck."
My honest first reaction is, "No, I do not tell him. He loves her. They're together."
Does she tell him?
She's agreed to marry him. So they're clearly both in love.
Right.
And I rarely see either of them.
Right.
And I'm not carrying a torch in any way, shape, or form. Otherwise, I wouldn't have gotten on down the road.
Right.
So, no, I just don't tell him.
Ever.
I'm happy for them.
You show up and it's the girl who ripped up the letter and slammed the door. What are you doing with her? Oh, she's going to write you a letter.
No.
It's going to be horrible.
I imagine.
Oh, this girl.
That both of us have moved on from that incident and that it's fine.
No, that girl's ruined.
So you never tell your brother that you banged his future wife? Well, being an only child.
It's hard for you to
And, you know,
in there.
Single mom. Raising Sam and Sal. I would, I don't know. I think the truth would come out eventually, a picture.
At Thanksgiving.
So you'd run into somebody that's a mutual friend, and, you know, they say to your brother, "Isn't that crazy that you married your brother's ex-girlfriend who used to bang, like, all the time?" What? What are you talking about?
But see, you're thinking of it, if you guys all lived in the same town and you see each other a lot and there's a lot of, I would see them at an event the one time. And then we'd be on our way, or for a weekend.
And
it would never be. I wouldn't find myself in any kind of scenario where everyone's like and pointing. There's no. Oh my God!
Oh, good job.
You and what? There wouldn't be that.
There wouldn't.
No.
We gotta go to break. You
guys. Oh
Bye.
Man, we're in the middle of stuff.
I know. We're gonna play a game.
Huge
next.
Game.
Yeah.
Worked all morning
Boy,
on it.
Boy, Hooman has really put some. I just casually threw out, "Hey, we could play this as a game," and man, it started going. The Hooman machine is on fire.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.